Here we are back at Headingley, looking ahead to the second test of the Ashes, joined once again by former England batsman, now Yorkshire coach, Anthony McGrath. Before we get stuck into the second test, though, let's take a quick look back at the first test. England needed only 4 days to win it. They won by 169 runs, and very impressive, really, England.
Very impressive. Who'd have thought it only a few months ago? I thought England was superb in every facet of the game, really. Right from ball one, when it looked like the pitch were going to be unpredictable, when Joe Root came in, he was absolutely phenomenal, and they really didn't give Australia a sniff, and I think that really sets it up for the rest of the series.
Yeah, especially when you mentioned 3 months ago, so England were going to get battered all summer, weren't they? So it's quite a turnaround, and the confidence now in England camp must be sky high.
It is, and really questions are now being asked of the Australian camp, you know, a few older bodies. I think you have to look to Ryan Harris. His injury before the series were a huge blow for them, especially in English conditions. He's a really linchpin of their attack, so that didn't help. But I think England, just really the psychological blows that Australia struck to England in the last Ashes, England have done exactly the same, and I think that really bodes well for the rest of the series for England.
Yeah, it's quite fitting that we're at Headingley as well, given the star roles of some of the Yorkshire players, Joe Root in particular. Have you spoken to any of them since?
Yeah, message of congratulations after his 100, but to all the boys after the one. I think rightly deserved celebrations, but not too much, obviously, because of back-to-back tests. But Joe Root in particular, he just carried on. I think there were a lot of pressure coming on him. He had to start the series well. Could he keep up his good form? And he answered all them questions. Not just the runs he got, but the way he played. Gary Balance as well, with his 60. He answered a few questions. And Adam Live, I thought, played really well in that second inning. So, you know, really nice from the Yorkshire point of view. But all round, you looked at the whole team from 1 to 11. And I think everyone, you know, played their part in the victory.
Sticking with Joe Root, let's focus on his performance a little bit. Man of the match, top run scorer. Couple of wickets for him, he even captained the side for a while while Cook went off with a bit of an injury, made the winning catch as well. I've been spoken to him, he must be on top of the world right now.
Yeah, he can't do anything wrong. He's Prime Minister next room, I think. he's doing everything and it's just coming off. I think, you know, just a testament to the work he puts in, but very popular in the dressing room. And he's just in that period at the moment of his career where he's batting superbly well, so that just really bodes well for England.
Yeah, really positive first test for England. The series betting has changed now. England favourites for the Ashes. Do you think they'll win it?
I do now, actually, yeah. I mean, I did say I thought Australia closely the last time we did this, but not just because England have won, but the manner of the victory for me. In 4 days against Australia, injuries to Ryan Harris. We're not sure about Mitchell Starc. Brad Haddon didn't look as safe as he was behind the stumps, and the batting as well. England tended to bowl fuller, and I think that really surprised the Australians. So for me, I think England can go on and win this series now.